Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. I hope everybody's having a good morning. We'll be starting open line here in a little bit, about 30 minutes or so. But as of right now in studio, as we're getting him set up, we have David Wright, the Southeast Kansas Regional President for Equity Bank. And Mr. Wright, thank you for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you giving attention to this. What we're going to be talking about today.
Absolutely. And if you could do me a favor, you can pull the mic a little closer to your mouth. That way everybody can hear you very well. Well, of course, you know, things are going on. Phase 3 program got passed last week, which, you know, that's going to help out a lot of people. But it's also going to help out a lot of small businesses, because there's small business loans. And if you can just kind of go over what, you know, maybe some people don't understand it. Can you just kind of go over what this program does?
Well, and you're right. There were, excuse me, three phases of the stimulus program. And the one that we're kind of focusing on here, and what I'd like to talk about, is the Paycheck Protection Program. So there was $2 trillion total in the stimulus package. $350 billion of that was set aside for the Paycheck Protection Program, which started last Friday, the 3rd of April. And that's what that is a facility that banks can give cash loans to these small businesses, and they don't make any payments for the next 6 months. And if they're spent on the right things, there's rules in where you can spend that money, and that's all forgiven. So it turns into a grant at the end of that time. So it's a great program, a real saving grace for small businesses. It's meant for payroll, obviously, paycheck protection, right? So it's meant for payroll expenses, and allows these small businesses to keep their employees working. And even if, like in the case of restaurants now, where a lot of them are closed, they can't even go to work, it still allows them to continue paying those employees. They're there whenever they do open back up. They're available to come back to work, and they're not having to go on unemployment.
And the good thing about that, like you said, even if they're closed, they're still able to pay their employees. And again, if they show the, you know, proper paperwork, I guess that it was used on payroll, it basically turns into a grant, not a loan anymore. And it's pretty much forgiven, correct?
That's right. And they can even use it on utilities, rent payments, interest on mortgage, as long as 75% of the money is used on payroll. Then it's all forgiven, including the interest. It's a 1% loan, which really isn't much of an interest rate to begin with, but even that is forgiven at the end of the period. At the end of the working, there's 8 weeks you can spend that money from the time you sign the loan. You get 8 weeks to spend that money, 75% on payroll, and it can all be forgiven.
So that'd be a good thing, especially for a lot of small businesses. And just as I'm saying that, basically it's small businesses and nonprofits with less than 500 employees. That's who's eligible for these SBA loans, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's kind of goes into the rules of the program, which have changed throughout the period here. But we're working through it. Matter of fact, I spent an hour on the phone with one of our local accountants on Sunday working through these rules to make sure we understood it properly. And I mean, there have been a lot of hours put in since Friday to get these applications processed. It's been an amazing run.
And I assume that once, because it started on Friday, like you said, and I assume that pretty much you guys have been extremely busy with that just within a week, correct?
Oh, we have. Yeah. As of yesterday, we've done 520 applications, and we've loaned $310 million Equity Bank. Now, $4.9 million of that has been here in Southeast Kansas.
So, and that's awesome. That, I mean, goes back right into the community, which really does help out. And so if a small business is looking into this, how does it work? How can they apply for this, and how does all of this work?
So at Equity Bank, on our website, equitybank.com/COVID, there's a link right there for contacting the bank, submitting applications, and then you'll be reached out to by one of the loan officers at the bank. We'll go through the process. There's an application. It's really simple, short form application, supporting documents showing what your average payroll is over the last 12 months. And we process the application, send out the loan, you sign it. Of course, it's all electronic now, because you were trying to social distance here, right? And I noticed we've got our distance here, which is great.
Exactly.
And so
I keep Brandon on that side all the time. Just stay away from me.
So it's all electronic signatures through email, and it's a really smooth process.
And usually, how long does the process take to get to get that money back into the business's hands?
We were averaging about 48 hours to get it from the time that we get the last of the documents. Now, some of the small businesses are having to gather information, so we'll have that conversation. It might take them a day or two to get the information put together.
Okay.
And then, but once they submit that complete application, about 48 hours, there's money in their checking account.
And again, we're talking to David Wright, the Southeast Kansas Regional President of Equity Bank, and of and we're overjoyed to have him in this morning. Another thing I wanted to talk about, you know, like you said, since April 3rd, Equity Bank has secured SBA funds for local businesses, and you know, it's just a lot of money going through. So, how is Equity Bank? Just tell us about Equity Bank. I mean, I know there's a branch here in Coffeyville, and there's branches all over the place, correct?
Yeah, we have 53 locations in the four-state area, and we're headquartered out of Wichita. And my territory here is Southeast Kansas. We have four banks in Southeast Kansas, Coffeyville, Independence, Neodesha, and Pittsburgh. Through that, we're a full-service community bank, just like the rest of them are. And we bring kind of a larger bank technology into our small town bank mentality and the way we operate.
So if somebody was wanting to apply, they can do it online. But I know, are the lobbies closed at the bank right now to come in because of the COVID-19, or are the lobbies still open as of right now?
The lobbies are open by appointment. Okay. And we can do 99% of anything, any transactions, anything you can do in the drive-through. We're even opening accounts in the drive-through. It's real handy to work through. But if somebody needs to come in, they just come to the front door, we let them in and take care of them.
And if they can't do it online, can they do the SBA loan by appointment at the bank itself?
Absolutely.
All
I
right.
Sure can.
All right. So that's really good advice there. Again, like you said, there's several banks in the area, one in Coffeyville, Independence, Neodesha, Pittsburgh. So wherever you're at, there's an Equity Bank close to you. And they are working with the Paycheck Protection Program. As you said, you guys have done a lot of applications over the past couple of days, and
a lot of hours.
But it's good to see, though, that this program is going to be helping out a lot of small businesses, because something like this could absolutely crush a small business, could it not?
Oh, we have people working right now that they have payroll coming up on Friday, and mm-hmm. they're nervous about whether they're going to have money to make that payment or not. Put the application in yesterday, they're getting money in their checking account today. So in those cases, we're even able to speed it up 24 hours and getting money in their checking account. That's happening today.
And I know that makes them feel, makes them breathe a little bit
Absolutely.
Easier. And but it's good to see also a lot of the small businesses are also adjusting, you know, curbside service, stuff like that. They're able to still kind of keep on their feet. And of course, this Paycheck Protection Program is also helping out a lot. And also, before we go ahead and let you go, I do want to ask you, just can you kind of tell us a little bit, like you said, you were talking about Equity Bank a little bit, but can you just tell us a little bit more about it? I mean, I know you guys are, you know, all in Southeast Kansas, but just basically how long have you guys been around so far?
So Equity Bank started in Andover, Kansas, actually, and Brad Elliott, who's our CEO, bought the bank in Andover, I think Andover National Bank, if I remember right, and it was a very small, like $35 million bank. Went through the process of acquiring other banks and a lot of cases where people were ready to retire and have grown through acquisition. We're now a $4 billion bank. We moved our headquarters from Andover to Wichita on Kellogg, just as you right as you come into Wichita from the east, as you're coming from Coffeyville. It's one of the first big buildings you see. 53 locations, like I said, in the four states. And we've grown now to $4 billion, which is big, but not big really in bank standards. But
right.
But around here, we're probably the biggest bank in this area, which allows us to bring a ton of technology because we have enough customers to spread across and justify that kind of thing. Our online banking is amazing, where you can even attach accounts from other banks and investment businesses, and you can see it all on your online, all in one place.
And that's another great thing. You can check your bank account online. So that way you don't have to like go to the bank. Hey, how much money do I have? No, you can do it right there online. And that's always a handy dandy feature. Do you guys have an app or something, or do you just go to the website to kind of check that out?
You can do it either way. We do the website, of course. It's equitybank.com. And we have a mobile banking app that's, again, just as outstanding. The technology is amazing with budgeting and everything else. And probably one of the bigger things is we don't have any ATM fees. So you can use an ATM anywhere in the country. And you don't get charged a penny. So
yeah, that's kind of a big thing because I do know some banks. You know, a lot of banks. You know, that you have the ATM fees that you know it's like $3 or $4 that you take out. So that's a great thing there for you to use all across the country. So if somebody was interested in the SBA loans or just anything to do with Equity Bank, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call me at I'm here in Coffeyville. It's 251-4640. Independence, Neonesha in Pittsburgh, any local bank, they call their bank and they'll get a hold of an officer that'll take care of them right away. We'll call right back and we'll be in touch.
Well, Equity Bank is always doing great things for the community, even though they have a lot of places now. They're very community oriented. They help out in the community quite a bit. And I know all the communities appreciate the work that you guys do for everybody.
That's important to us.
And it definitely is. All right. Well, Mr. Wright, we appreciate you coming on today. We were speaking with Devitt Wright, the Southeast Kansas Regional President for Equity Bank. We appreciate you coming on today, and we hope you have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.